Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, y'all. This is Houseguest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show. Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Okay, guys, this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Because this is my friend Liz.
Hi, I'm Liz. Liz Golden.
Liz Golden.
That's my real last name. Everyone always asks that. Yeah.
I didn't even think about the fact. That is a great last name,
Thanks
though.
For saying that. Yeah. It is real.
I just knew it because you're so authentic.
Wow. Thanks for saying that. Yeah, that actually makes me feel really good. Okay, thanks.
So this is like really the most extreme of extreme of extremes hard launches. And let me explain to you why. And this is actually really perfect for Liz and I, just like in typical Kinsey and Liz fashion. Yeah. We're very extreme. We're very like
zero to 100.
Look
at us finishing each other's
sentences.
I was going to say sandwiches, but.
Sorry. Anyways, guys, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, I am so hot right now. It is so hot in this room. Yeah.
But I would rather die than not wear this new jacket I just got. So.
And that's, we'll talk about that later. We've had quite the day. But normally how this goes when I have friends on the podcast is they're typically like on my Instagram for a long time. They're in the vlogs for a while or whatever. But we've just been spending.
This is a shotgun wedding.
It kind of is. Okay. We've just been spending so much time together.
Right. Yeah.
It just feels right.
Yeah.
And I put her on the marketing calendar before I even asked her.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah. I texted her this week and I said, hey, can you record? And then you said, yes. I said, so good. Because you're actually scheduled
for this week.
I was
already on the calendar. Okay, good. I like that.
So should we? Oh, we should actually give a little background on how we met.
Okay.
So people give, we give them a context.
Okay.
Well, you can share the story from your perspective.
Okay. My perspective is I got a DM. And she was like, I'm having a dinner party. And to be real with you, a lot of the DMs, I don't open them. I'm like, oh, it felt, you know, it could be a mass DM. It could be whatever. And then I was like, I don't know. It was just something inside of me. I was like, I think I'm going to go. And I'm also like, listen, I am a girl's girl. But as far as like enjoying women's personalities, is this going to get me canceled?
No, you say what you say it.
It's hard for me to find like women that I'm like, oh, my God, I'm obsessed with you. I want to be around you all the time. Yeah. And so. Yeah, we just got lucky, I feel like, but...
We clicked. We have a mutual friend, and I actually think it... I was thinking about this. She either texted me... Did you move here or did Anna move here? One of you guys moved
here. We moved together at the same time.
Okay, so she texted me.
My sister and I moved to Dallas at the same time 2 years ago. So.
And she lived in LA, so we had a lot of the same friends in LA.
Yeah.
Our mutual friend in LA texted me and was like, I think it was actually about Anna, now that I'm thinking about it.
And you sent the text the wrong person. You DM'd the wrong girl.
Well, no, because the dinner party I invited you to was like a female entrepreneur dinner club. So I invited you and Paige for the Dallas club.
So
that was less about, it was more just like, oh, we're inviting like different groups of people.
Okay.
And this is also, guys, why I am actually very good at making friends.
All you have to do is
you're
DM
people. Very, very good at that.
I tell people this all the time when they're like, I don't know how to make friends.
I want to get better at that. And you just being around you is helping me. Yeah.
Macy's a chronic DMer. I'm a chronic like friend DMer and okay. I make new friends, but it's rare. I'll make a new friend that's like a you friend probably once a year, once every 18 months.
Yeah. These
My
are
last
rare.
One was
These
Macy. Can, yeah. Okay. And now it's you.
Whoa.
Who's going to be our next one? I don't know. I need like another year.
Anything's possible. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of hard.
Give us some time. Give us some time.
It's kind of hard because like my schedule really adjusts. So I need to make sure that I just don't know if we have the room for that right now.
Not, I don't, but maybe you do.
No, yeah, okay. We've got a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
So she texted me and said, oh my God, my friends moved here. Like you guys should hang out, whatever. And I kind of like forgot about it. And then after I DM'd you, mm-hmm. it just kind of all came together.
Yeah.
And then we got dinner once and here we are.
And here we are.
Lots has us. Been happening. That was like July probably.
Yeah. August. Oh my God. Wow. It's been months.
I know.
Yeah. We've been doing like a small, like soft launch. And now
we're not really soft launch kind of people. So yeah. We're really glad to be here today. Liz, also, I knew I needed to have you on the podcast because you have the craziest dating stories I've ever heard in my entire life. And we'll get to those later, but just be prepared.
It's a gift and a curse.
Just start mentally preparing everyone.
I'm glad it blesses everyone else because what I've been through is crazy. So
but you, the thing that's so crazy about you is you love to date.
I do. And I never give up. I will never give up.
She dates
I could
sport.
Go on the worst. Yeah. So I tell people like, you know, some people cook, some people bake, some people golf, some people do like arts and crafts. I like to date for sport. And it's like, there's nothing more exhilarating to me than like meeting someone and even online dating. Like I get a real kick out of it. But let me start by saying also, it's not like I'm like sleeping with everyone. You know, yeah.
It's even if you were, whatever.
Even if I was, let me do whatever I want to do. Yeah. But I'm not. And so I feel like I should say that.
She wants you guys to know.
Yeah. I was like the kissing bandit for a long time. So other than that, yeah. But I could go on and on, honestly, for the rest of my life about how many dates I've been on. But we can talk about that later.
It's really impressive. You Thanks know what my dream that. Like TV show is? And this would be, yeah, actually could be. I picture this picture.
Okay.
I can't speak today. Like
we've had 100 coffees.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm like, ah.
That's so important to know. And we've had quite the day. And we're going to have quite the night. And we'll get to that soon. Like I keep saying, my dream show would be in, you know, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw started a production company. So, you know, those are my kind of people.
We can pitch.
Yes. But I need like a Martha Stewart. I need someone who's like 80, but is really funny personality wise, like not actually Martha Stewart, but someone who's in that realm, like the breadwinning housewife, like kind of vibe that I like cooking, cleaning, cooking, gardening,
okay,
homemaking. I don't know why cooking, cleaning just goes together. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Homemaking,
okay,
plus dating, and like they're like my life coach, so they teach me everything. And we're like on the ranch, and then like we're on dates, and they have like a microphone, like I'm mic'd up.
See, I want to do that with us.
And that's what I'm saying. So I think
it's
that
me.
I think maybe
I'm not that much older than you.
Maybe you could just dress up like you were 80 and
I
be
do
a
like
homemaker.
To dress like old people.
And be a homemaker.
Yeah. Okay.
I do want to do like a YouTube video series where it's like the whole dating thing. We'll talk about that.
We'll get there.
We got to get there.
100%.
So we should take them through our Sunday.
Okay.
What have we done today?
Let me start by saying Kenzie and I happen to be on this mutual path. Where we're both trying to get our life right, right? So at the same time, we're also trying to have a very like chaotic November, December before we start our life over 2024. January is going to be also a huge month for us.
Yes.
Yeah. But we've decided we're going to jam pack. Wait, we should back up and talk about October.
October, it was rough. It was a rough, rough month.
Let me tell you about something. We both were really excited about the people we were talking to. And we're both like, this is the month where we found love.
I'm going to be honest with you. I look back at that and I don't think I was actually that.
I don't think you were. I think it was me. I was trying to push her to be in the same position I was in. And it was working for a little bit. And then you're like, what am I doing? But I was like, you know what? Let's make vision boards. Like, let's be, you know, nested up. What is it called? Like cuffed, you know, for the holiday season. And that burned in flames. So we're back out to the drawing board.
But outside of that, like even the first weekend of October, we went to church, which we'll get to that soon.
Yeah.
If you guys notice halos above our head, it's because guess what? We're kind of glowing. You guys might be like, oh my God. Like if we start levitating, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. So we go to church.
Just the spirit.
Yeah, it's literally the spirit of Christ within us. We go to church and then I don't even remember if they were actually talking about they were saying like your life, this is going to be the best time of your life. Kind of bad.
Okay.
That's what I got from it.
Okay.
We get back and I'm like, no, like it's going to be an amazing time. It's going to be an amazing month and blah, 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 blah. And then like everything that could have fallen apart just fell apart. And then it just kept getting worse and it was still hot for a second. And just October wasn't our month. But you know what? November and December, they're
ours. I'm already feeling it. What day? It's only like the 4th.
The 5th.
5th.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun. But I feel like it's going to be a big one for us. We've already had 100,000 activities and it's only the 5th. So.
Yeah. It's huge. Yeah.
I am in the middle of hosting a little surprise party for Macy. She hit 100,000 TikTok followers. It's a very, very big deal. And we're throwing her a surprise party where we're all dressing as one of her bits. So I'm dressing as a Cowboys cheerleader. We're having people dress as Jay, which is from the podcast. We're also having people dress as the skinniest waist and the fattest ass. Like, you guys get it, okay? But I'm the host, obviously, and I'll be using Drizly. The Drizly app is the go-to app for drink delivery. It's a convenient way to get beer, wine, and spirits delivered to your doorstep right when you want it. The Drizly app's tailored experience lets you find the perfect drink for the occasion, no matter what it is. You'll save time by shopping a huge selection of drinks wherever you are. You'll also save money by comparing prices on drinks across multiple stores, which I love. It's also amazing for gifts, okay? So think like wedding, I love a housewarming gift, anniversary, birthday. Drizly is perfect for any gift occasion. I just think it's a really sweet way of saying, like, I'm thinking of you. Congratulations. Maybe your friend got a raise. I think that we need to be celebrating our friends and the people in our lives, especially with the holidays coming around. We're going to have a lot of things to do gifts. Also, by the way, if someone is hosting you, you need to get a host gift, especially in the holiday season. Hosting costs them a lot of money and it takes a lot of time. So always just make sure you're showing up not empty-handed. And when I'm out, like out and about, even if we're just going to a pregame, if I'm going to dinner before, I don't necessarily want to carry the drinks with us. So I'm always ordering on Drizly to their house. So I at least have something that I'm bringing, okay? They've got the planned and last minute gift giver covered with the option to schedule ahead, ship and deliver gifts on demand, which I think is amazing. So y'all can download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's DRIZLY.com. Must be 21 plus, not available in all locations.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three. Once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man, Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I discuss everything from relationships, health, wellness, business, parenting, friendships. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. Listen to all new episodes every Wednesday, anywhere you get your podcasts.
I am very passionate about my morning routine, and I'm very passionate about home decor, okay? And Fable, which is actually a pet brand, has really amplified both, okay? First off, I have my hands-free leash from them. I love it. I'm able to hold. This is kind of like a little morning joy that I have. I'm able to go on my walks and hold my morning coffee. And something about that, I don't know, I just love a hands-free leash. Can't believe I wasn't using one before. And then they also have this crate, which is so stunning. Like my dog's crate, I'm currently waiting for the Fable crate actually in the mail, but my dog's crate, it's so ugly. It's such an eyesore in the house. Hate it, hate it, hate it, okay? Like actually do yourself a favor right now and go to their website. It's fablepets.com. We also have a promo code, which we'll get to in a second. And do yourself a favor and look at that crate, okay? It is so stunning. So Fable Pets designs gear that solves problems for you and your pet so the two of you can enjoy exploring the world together. Fitz and Coco, you know, my dogs, they've been loving their Fable stuff. We have a bunch of stuff. We have toys, like the enrichment toys. We have the leashes. We have a lot of stuff from them and we love them. They design all of their products from the ground up. It's how they know that they are the best tools for your life and not just the best version of something else, okay? Something that's interesting is that there's actually no safety standards for pet products. So they design their own protocol. They have safe materials, minimal hazards, and strength-tested durability that are top of mind across all of their products. So I love the hands-free leash, which is the magic leash. I love the signature crate. They also have additional products like the enrichment toys that we also love and puzzles. Puzzles are huge, okay? You really need that for their mental stimulation. So exclusively for our listeners, Fable Pets is offering a 20% site-wide discount and up to 35% off sets. Visit www.fablepets.com/I love you for more information. That is Fable Pets, FableFabePets.com/I love you for up to 35% off at checkout.
Okay, so we start out. We went to church.
Well, before that.
Front and center. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Before that, we actually, we did a little bit of a workout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was
parking lot far away.
It's very far away. And I did want to note that because it is an important thing. And we got a lot of steps in. Did we take the golf cart over? Yes. But before that, we got a little bit of a workout in.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kidding. I did take it.
Then we went to church. Mm-hmm. And that was just so big of us. We've been dabbling a little bit. Yeah.
Kinsey raised her hand. One hand.
Yeah.
I did too.
Two hands and one hand. Like, I'm like right behind you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll take the lead.
It's not new to us by any means.
It's renewed.
It's, you know, and listen, we're not, I wouldn't say we're all the way in.
Yeah, we're working our way in.
Yeah, we're, you know, we're taking
slow and steady wins race.
Exactly.
Two little turtles on their way to church.
I just think like, no harm, no foul. Like, let's just test it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was nice.
That was great. And then we went and did a little coffee, a little breakfast.
Actually, we didn't even talk about this yet.
Okay.
I know
what?
We looked at each other during the service. It was a little bit weird because the sermon was
this was crazy.
Literally about everything we've been talking about.
Yeah.
And it starts off.
Sign.
It was a sign. It starts off with like breakup talk or whatever, which like doesn't, I don't feel any type of way at this point, but like, you know, it applied.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he goes into how we're about to step into the best season and
new. Literally what we've been speaking of.
What we've been saying.
It was confirmation and we're on the right path.
God was
what
speaking.
I'm feeling like. Yeah. And then, well, back up to yesterday. So we were out and about in the city doing our thing. And I was like, Kinsey, I have a date tomorrow night. Should I be a little crazy and be like, do you have any hot friends? Do you want to go? And this is what I'm loving about where Kinsey is right now. Mm-hmm. She's saying yes.
I'm down for anything. Yeah. I really am.
And this is my favorite version of you.
Yeah,
even
I agree.
In the small amount of time I've known you, like me pushing you and you saying okay is great.
We already know each other so deeply. So it's okay. Yeah,
it feels like that for sure. So the guy's like, okay, I can send you profiles. He sends one. Kinsey doesn't even look at it. She's like, sure, I don't care.
He was on private. He seemed fine.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like this small bubble. It's like he's...
But I'm not dating for love right now. I'm dating for the plot.
For the experience.
I'm doing it for the experience, for fun.
She's in the moment.
Yeah. And I like forgot we even had a date tonight until Macy FaceTimed us. And she's like, what about... I literally know nothing about this. I don't even know his name.
Yeah. We'll figure that out tonight. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I text him. I'm like, do you have any cute friends? And he's like, why? Do you want to date my friends? I was like, I want to date all of them. But then I was like, no, like, let's do a double date. And then he's like, okay, I'll change the reservation. So we have 4 for the reservation tonight at 7, right? I don't remember that it says 7, but Kinsey does. Mm-hmm. And then we also got an opportunity to go to the Mavs game tonight, which is at 6:30. So I was like, we have to do both. Just a little...
Obviously.
Dip every toe. And then he's changed it. We were worried we were about to be ghosted because I've changed the reservation with him now like 4 times. Mm-hmm. But we did get confirmation.
Not only have you changed the reservation, you invited 2 other people to the date.
Yeah. But that's me. It's like, if you can't do that, then it's never going to work. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's going to be a fun time. And this is just the beginning. And my dream and my goal is for us to do this all the time. And then also film it and get reactions, maybe get reviews at the end of the date from the guys.
Yeah, we're going to start asking them for reviews.
We're like, this is a Netflix show. Would you like to be famous? And then they'll probably say yes. So
I hope to God, if I was on a date with someone and I was actually dating for love and they said yes to doing that,
devastated.
I'd be devastated. We're breaking up.
I'm like, actually, that was a test and you failed. Yeah. God.
Yeah. We're just in like a really crazy mood. So now we're back here. Oh, we haven't even told them we cold plunged. What's the point of cold plunging if you didn't tell them?
If you're not
that?
Speaking about being a vegan or cold plunging, or you shouldn't even do it. Yeah. So we're going to start this journey, this spiritual, this health journey. Maybe we'll start eating healthier. You eat pretty healthy though.
Yeah.
I eat like a 12-year-old child that is like unchaperoned.
No, actually Friday night we went and got spray tans and she was like, this is...
Oh yeah, this is new me.
She's like, call me crazy, but like, I really want deviled eggs right now. So we literally went to Sprouts. She got her rotisserie chicken and hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, they were great. And I just put a little everything but the bagel in there. It's really nice.
It is really good. I love it. I showed you the eggs that I get.
Thanks for doing that. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
So we're doing cold plunging. And I love that we can do it in your pool together. That makes it feel a lot better. Because usually you have to go one by one when you're doing like a cooler.
I know. And we did 3 minutes and we didn't even realize it.
Because
we were
like
filming it. Obviously. So everyone would know that I did a cold plunge.
That's good.
I would
It's live
tell you
on
guys.
The internet if you want to look at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was huge. So then we did a cold plunge. It honestly, as I... like talking, it sounds like we're on drugs.
I feel like we are. Should I tell them? Okay, so when you do a cold plunge, your dopamine levels 2.5x for 3.5 hours. Match that with 752 coffees.
Mm-hmm.
We're on drugs. Natural. Drugs.
Natural. Yeah. So we did that. Now we're podcasting. Then we're going to get ready. And then we're going to the mask game. And then we're going on a double date.
Yeah. We'll update you. Stay tuned.
We'll keep you guys posted.
We could fall in love.
I mean, we've been talking about this. We were listening to Now That We Don't Talk on repeat because it's the best song ever. And then we're outside. The weather's nice. And Liz is like, we could fall in love tonight. And like, honestly,
I'm one good song away from falling in love right now.
You know what's crazy too?
Yeah.
When you're with a guy, so much of it is the environment that you're in.
100%. I say this all the time, especially about The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Yes.
How do you not fall in love when you're like in a helicopter over the Swiss Alps, like wearing like the coolest clothes and like just got your hair and makeup done? You feel stunning. It feels like a movie.
Totally.
It's too easy.
It really
it could be a roach. I would be like, I'm in love.
It really is about the environment.
I know.
You know?
That's key.
It
so
is.
If you find someone that you like, make sure you get a helicopter date in Swiss Alps.
Hire a glam team.
Yeah, have to.
No, that'll be huge.
Yeah.
So yeah, today's a really big day, but we're just going to continue this on because then in January, we could clean our act up
is the thing. Or fall in love. You never know. Mm-hmm. What are you feeling for your like New Year's? We can talk about that later if you want.
Well, right now, I cannot imagine actually loving a man. Like, I can't.
That's good.
I can't picture it, but
that's a good start.
I'm so like that. Like, until I meet someone that I have feelings for, I cannot even picture like wanting someone in my space, wanting someone.
Okay. It's going to have to be someone very special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so rare that I meet someone like that.
Okay. Okay. I think I'm going to be a part of it.
Yeah. No, I would love that.
I feel like I am.
I was feeling a little bit. I don't know. It's like depressing. Like it's like when I was really thinking about it, and I was in a different mindset than we're in right now. We're in a, 10X, your life's about to get crazy and whatever.
Freedom.
And there's so much possibility.
Stay in the moment.
There's so many people you haven't met.
Yes.
But I was just thinking in terms of like people that I do know in real life. And I'm like, I mean, if this is it, like,
devastating.
Oh, wow. Devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating.
Yeah, this could be it. But it's not. And there's so many people out there. And you know what? This is the beginning to finding them. You have to kiss a lot of frogs, so.
I know. You are.
I've kissed every frog, I think, so.
You're the best about just being encouraging and dating. Like, you've really never lost hope, ever?
Never. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, like, I've dated the worst people on the face of the earth, but.
You have.
Yeah.
Like, your stories are, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even recently, so I've never even been afraid. Like, I started online dating when Bumble first came out. So I was, like, I think I was part of the beta group. Like, I think I was doing it before anyone was. And I remember like telling people I was like doing online dating and they're like, what's that? I was 23. I had just gotten unengaged. I was living in LA. And yeah, I just decided like, okay, well, I thought I was going to be with one person for the rest of my life. Now I'm going to, see really what's out there. Try every flavor. And I went on so many dates and I just was never afraid, never scared. Like I would just, I even had people pick me up from my house. I've learned better now.
That's crazy. She actually still does that. And I was like, no.
Okay,
why
you gotta do all that? Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you don't really need to do that at all.
But the first time in my life I've ever been afraid of a person on a date was here in Dallas, surprisingly.
Should we get into that story?
Yeah. Do you want to? Okay, long story short, I meet this guy on an app. We have a little phone call. That's my favorite thing to do. I want to talk to you on the phone to know if I like, if there's something I can work with.
Honestly, it'll be like 3 days of me not seeing Liz.
Yeah.
And she has been on like 5 hour. And I don't know how you do this because you also work. 5 like hour long calls with these random men. I'm like, how did you even like.
Yeah. 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 So I love a phone call. I love to start out just being like bada bing, bada boom. And seeing how they react and how they respond. Anyway, this guy, we meet. It was late on a Saturday night, which I should have taken a hint about that. It was probably like 11 p.m. We go to that little spot that I love that you and I went on our first date on.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of her like go-to.
Yeah. Don't tell him what it is. And anyway, he gets there. I mean, I get there. He's already there at the bar and I see him taking a shot. And I'm like, I had also just told him like, hey, like I'm sober. So it's an interesting response for him to just be taking shots at the bar before I get there. It's like, all right, well, this is a different kind of reaction. And so he's taking shots and then he like acts so shocked. He's trying to like hide that he's taking shots. I'm like, okay, that's good.
Wait, like by shots, like how many?
I think I saw 2. Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm. So then
it's
we
really
sit down
crazy
at a table.
Because you had said you're not drinking.
Yeah. Which normally, if you say that, first of all, it pulls crazy reactions out of people. They're always like, well, I don't really drink that much. It's like, hey, like I don't care if you drink at all. But normally people are like, oh, I don't have to drink like while you're here, which I don't care. Do whatever makes you feel comfy. But he was trying to like hide it, which is like, just like, okay, whatever. So we sit down at a table and he's sitting across from me and he's like, we're saying like, you know, hello, how are you? Da, 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 whatever. And then he just looks at me and he's like, I'm 50-50 on you. And I was like, what does that mean? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, okay. And he was like, dead face. Like, I don't even know where this came from. Just looks at me and goes, your beauty will only get you so far. And I was like, all right, well, at least you think I'm beautiful, right? And he was like, doesn't laugh.
That's like, all I heard was that I'm pretty.
Literally. I'm like, well, I'm going to take the best out of that. Anyway, so as the date goes on, we're asking each other like what we do. So he has a very niche business that he cleans up after murders and suicides and things like that. And I was like, dark. Oh my God. Yeah. I was like, that's such a heavy thing, right? Like that's got to be hard. You know, you see a lot of things that human eye doesn't really want to see, right? He's like, no, not at all. It's just normal. I was like, okay, that's pretty crazy. And then we kind of like keep diving in. He doesn't really like laugh at all ever. And you know, when you're being funny and like, especially I'm the best on a date. I don't know why, something inside of me just feels like I have to like, you know, keep the energy up. Like I'll perform. And
that's why you love dates. Cause you're not dating.
Cause I'm the best version of myself.
You're performing.
I just love myself. Yeah. It's like, I'm a piece of shit. Anyway. So long story short, the night's going on again, stops me. He's like, I'm like 75-25 on you. I'm like, well, at least it's going up. This is crazy. And so then he was like asking if I needed a ride home. And I was like, no. And then he kind of let me know that I don't even know where this came from. But he's like, I have no debt. I was like, that's incredible. But also kind of stupid if you're not like leveraging debt for your business, but whatever. And he was like, even like, I don't have a personal car. I'm like, so what did you drive here in? And he drove there in the van that he cleans up dead people in, that he was going to give me a ride in. Anyway, so long story short, I've never felt, and I'm like, I'm not even saying everything because he could be watching this and I'm scared that he might be, but you know, God is good and I'm going to stay safe and everything's going to be fine.
And now that we're in God's good graces, like honestly,
yeah, we're going to stay so safe.
No, we're actually being even more reckless because God's with us.
Yeah.
That's what I learned today.
Yeah. So, and then he also like, his eyes were like, just like black. Like it was like, there was no pupil. There was no iris. It was just one. Yeah. There was a lot about that guy. And then he's like, well, what are we doing now? And I was like, well, I'm going home. Oh my God. And he chewed out the waiter.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. It was just like a lot, but that was the first time I've ever been scared. But yeah, all that to say, I will never be afraid of it or have a negative attitude towards dating. I love it.
What would you have done if he didn't say that thing about debt? And then you leave the restaurant and you walk out and he's driving you home and you see the van and you're like, would you have gone in the van?
No, 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 no.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you would have.
You're right. I would. I kind of have this problem that I'm like, I'll just go with anything. I would have gotten the van.
I have that issue too, though. I am fearless. Like even if it's like a
gift and a curse.
Yeah. Like a dark alley in the middle of the night. I'm not afraid of anything.
They'll never get me.
Yeah. Like it's not happening to me.
That's a low statistic. Yeah. And then it's like, wow, that could have been me.
No, it definitely could have been.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok the other day. You know what I want to start doing? Like say, you know, I read an article, so it makes me sound smarter. But I saw a TikTok the other day and it was a girl saying, make your 2024 vision boards now. So you have 2 months to really digest it, think about it, start making adjustments. So then by January 1st, you're kind of like hitting the ground running, right? And one of my things that I really want to be super consistent about is taking my probiotic. I love my Just Thrive probiotic. We actually had the founder on the podcast very recently. It's a really, really good episode. We talk about how linked your gut health is to your mental health. It's so fascinating. I would highly recommend listening. It's a recent Navigating Your 20s episode. And I also just love them so much. I'm trying to get ahead of it and just be more consistent. I feel like I get consistent and I see all the benefits and then I get out of it. And no, you know what I did? Like 2 weeks ago, I went and I put my Just Thrive probiotic in my cabinet that I like grab for my coffee every single morning. So I knew that I would be taking it. I've been loving it. Okay. There are a lot of issues that we're facing these days, but 80 to 90% of Americans suffer with some sort of gut issue, whether it's gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, indigestion, heartburn, and acid reflux. And according to research, 99.9% of the probiotics on the market die in your naturally harsh, like, stomach acid before they even get to where they're needed, even the refrigerated ones, okay? Think about it. Like, how can a probiotic survive our 98-degree bodies if it can't withstand room temperature? Like, that feels really obvious, but I wouldn't have thought about that, okay? But 70, 80% of your immune system lives in your gut. It is the core of your health, okay? Gut health, I feel like we're talking about it nonstop, and we should be, because it is so important. So the Just Thrive probiotic, let me just give you some benefits, okay? It's paleo, keto, vegetarian, vegan-friendly, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy and sugar-free, non-GMO, okay? Provides immune support, boosts energy, improves sleep, promotes healthy skin, encouraging healthy weight management, and supports the gut-brain connection. Safe for all ages, kids can take it, pregnant or nursing moms, everyone. The capsules can be opened and sprinkled into any food or drink and not lose potency. It's also antibiotic resistant, which is super important to take while on antibiotics to maintain the health of the gut flora. My mom's always talking about that. So if y'all are ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use promo code ILOVEYOU. While you're there, check out their other clinically backed products. Take control today with Just Thrive. If y'all have ever listened to me for more than an hour, chances are I've talked about these pants that I got from Macy's, their new On 34th line. I have them linked on like my LTK. I have them linked everywhere because I'm constantly wearing them. And I actually just bought 2 new pairs of them, okay, in different colors because they have navy and black, and I wanted a different size just so I could have a little bit of an option when it's, you know, just different styles. Sometimes you need, you guys get it, okay? They're the best pants ever. They snatch you in. They feel like sweatpants, but they're like dressy. They're perfect for work. They're perfect for drinks. They're perfect for like honestly going out. Like you can also dress them down. You could even wear like a crew neck and Uggs with them. They are the best pants ever, and I think they're like $70. They're amazing, okay? That's why I love On 34th. If y'all didn't know, Macy's all new brand On 34th, it was designed for and with women like you, like us, right? So made for your body, your style, and whatever your day has in store. Each piece is designed to mix and match seamlessly with everything in your closet. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can wear these pants to work. You can style them for like after hour drinks. You can wear them to literally running errands. Like, they are just amazing. Like, every piece in this collection can just be dressed up and dressed down. And I feel like you're just getting the most bang out of your buck because they're so versatile. And also On 34th in general has so many different things. Like, this entire line, like literally if you have like a capsule wardrobe of this line, you'd be covered. They have pants with the perfect amount of stretch. They have the statement skirts. They have the cute sweaters. They have the cute tops. I just love this line. I wear their stuff all the time. I'm actually wearing a long sleeve from them right now as I'm thinking. I wasn't even thinking that until I look down. I'm just constantly wearing their stuff and it is amazing. Sometimes life just gets so busy that planning your outfit, just something about it is overwhelming, okay? And On 34th has you covered. So y'all can check out Macy's.com to shop On 34th now. Again, that is Macy's.com. Guys, I forgot we made like a scroll in my recipe journal. Well, we put it inside, but
guys, this is a perfect Christmas gift.
It is.
Yeah.
And it doubles as everything. You can even use it as your podcast player.
If you're giving a speech, if you're a preacher.
Yeah.
We should gift those to preachers.
Yeah. Now that I'm, you know, back in their good graces, I'll add them to the PR list.
Okay. Perfect.
Totally.
Yeah.
The next one is WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Should we get into that?
Yeah. Because we just need to get this in really quick because this is going to go out to you guys. First and foremost, I love that we both love the Paul brothers.
Yeah. Guys, I've never shared this publicly, but I have to be honest with you. Ooh, I love them.
This is a hard launch for the Paul brothers too.
No, and this is good for me because, okay, when people ask me, like, what's one, when I'm like being interviewed, they're like, what's one thing that like your audience doesn't know about you? And I'm like, literally,
they know everything.
There's nothing. They know this everything. And this is my one that I'm going to start using because I love Impulsive. I love him. I kept up with the Dylan Danis fight. That was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I know this is probably a crossover you didn't expect.
I even buy like the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will say something I love about them. They've been canceled. They've made really stupid decisions. And they were like growing up in front of everybody while also like trying to be like really chaotic and get attention. And they've learned now that they don't have to be like the worst people in order to get attention, which is a beautiful lesson to learn for everybody.
And I also feel like
a redemption story, really.
I love a redemption story. And not to be
before and after.
I love a before and after. Not to be a Paul brother apologist, but I do think if you listened to interviews of them now or podcast episodes on them now, listen to them for an hour, 2 hours, I think you'd have a different perspective.
I agree.
I think everyone hates them because of like headlines.
What they've seen before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But if you actually dig in, dive in, and even like, yeah, I don't know. I have such a little soft spot for them. And I'm just proud of them. I'm like, I love them. I'm their mom.
I love them.
Yeah, yeah.
With that being said, Liz does think that WWE is fake.
I think that everyone thinks it's fake, Kinsey.
Okay, no, I don't think that any of the fighting
hitting each other with an iron folding chair, someone's going to die. And the fact that no one's dead, or the fact that they're like the jumping, it just feels a little fake to me. I think that it's choreographed. So we need someone in the inner circle of the WWE to let us know, is it fake? Is it real?
My concern with the WWE is really not that. It's just like, how did it start? Like, it's
who started that?
Weirdest. And like, if you watch it with no context, it is genuinely like one of the weirdest.
Yeah. Or even with no sound.
I'm into it now. Crazy. No, it's crazy. But like,
yeah.
And if you guys, I'm sure a lot of y'all have not seen any, you know, WWE matches. You need to look it up.
You're welcome.
Because it's so bizarre.
It's crazy.
It is so bizarre. So we do need that while
even
we're
the
here,
outfits they're wearing, it's just all of it.
Everything.
Yeah. It's very theatrical. That's why I'm concerned that it is fake. The stuff, though, that like Jake is doing, is that called MMA? No. What is it called? Just
boxing.
Regular boxing. Boxing.
Yeah.
Cut that out. Just kidding. That looks real to me. Like people are bleeding. It's a full punch. It's, you know, it feels sporadic. But
I just think
I could be wrong.
I think WWE has to be like a lot harder because there's like less rules, it seems. I mean, they're literally hitting you with a chair.
With anything they can find.
That's so scary. They're flipping. They're like up on the, I mean, it's, but you have to feel kind of weird when you're doing it. Like,
of course. And your body just has to be broken afterwards. That's why I'm like, there's no way. Long term, like these careers have to be tops like 2-5 years. Like,
who are some other like inner circles that we need to like get in the mix with? Because we have strength.
Honestly, any of them.
We've been thinking. We've been thinking a lot. Like, I need to get that. Oh, any anthropology buyers? I need you. Yes. I want a friend of mine in anthropology. So yes. I need.
And I've told Kinsey, like, I already see it in there.
Yeah, no, so I'm visualizing it. I listened to. I've been telling Liz this, about this for the past 24 hours. This podcast on Ed Milet, of course, my number one. Love him so much. And it was how to like 10x your life. And it's the idea that it's easier to go 10x with your life than it is to go 2x with your life. And so you just have to have like impossible dreams and impossible whatever. And I've since starting Friend of Mine, like I've pictured it in anthropology. That's not like the most insane thought I've ever had.
Yeah.
But it's made me think like, and it goes back to like wanting our November and December to be like the craziest ever. I also think for me, it's, and this is bad and this is on me, but I do a lot better when I'm single. Because I'm not focused at all on the other person. And every person that I've ever been with, it's all about them, which isn't necessarily their fault because I think I do that subconsciously because I'm just tired of myself, I think.
What do you do better in like your business or
business
routines
like
or like what is it?
Everything. Because I like, the reason I like being single is because I have control over every aspect of my life.
Mm.
And like no one else can affect my emotions. Because in every other area, I'm very like even keel. But when I'm with someone or when I'm talking to someone or whatever, like slowly but surely, my routine changes. And I'm sure when it's the right person, like that'll be fine. And whoever, the mark of me being with the right person will be like when my dreams for myself also get bigger. Because I feel like I'm so good at like supporting other people.
Okay.
And I'm so tired because my career is so focused on myself and so tired of myself. Mm. So like when it comes to them, especially if they have something cool going on, I'm like all about that. But I also think that I just am not with the right people and they make it all about themselves. But I don't actually think it's really their fault. I think it's like a mix of the two.
Okay.
Basically what I'm saying is I'm not putting all the blame on them.
See, because I'm the exact opposite. Like when I'm in a relationship, I'm like the most routine version of myself. Like I'm working out, I'm doing better, like with my goals. Wow.
No, I'm the opposite. I'm like,
I can teach you how.
Yeah, seriously.
But maybe you can teach me how to be good while I'm single.
I think also, I know, we really complete each other.
This is good.
I'm just a very extreme person anyways, but I'm very, very disciplined and I'm very routine.
Yeah.
So I think that it's actually kind of nice when I'm talking to someone, like once it is like the right person one day, that will kind of like mellow me out.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I love that.
I don't think it's always a bad thing.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's good.
Okay. Well, we can We can work on that.
We're working on it. Yeah. So anyways, anthropology. I'm just going to start. I don't know. We've been talking a lot in the past like week of just random things that we need to get into. Follow on Instagram because I'll be asking.
If you have any ideas for us.
Yeah, but WWE, if any of you guys happen.
Or even if you just know someone that's like told you something that feels like a reliable source. Honestly, I'll believe anything.
No, one thing about us, we'll believe anything.
Anything, any kind of fact anyone tells me, I will not only just believe it, I will spread it as if it's the gospel.
Absolutely.
And I will never fact check you.
I will never check the sources.
Honestly, I hate when people do that. When you're like telling someone something and they're like, and then they just start looking up, you're like, shut up. Have to go.
Like, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, I don't like that. That feels unsafe. Yeah. Yeah. Back to our scroll.
Back
the
to
fact
scroll.
That you're doing it like this is so funny.
Dating in Dallas versus LA.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to let you lead on this and then I'll touch in with my points.
Los Angeles is just not the place for me.
Yeah.
And it was great while I was there. And I really did actually like it when I lived there. I am a Texan through and through. And I'm a Texas girl. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I will say I like men in Texas so much more. Men in Dallas don't represent Texas men necessarily.
She was just giving me this breakdown because I have only experienced Dallas guys. And so I'm like, I'm so excited to experience the outskirts.
Because a lot of people who are Dallas guys didn't grow up in Dallas. They're not actually even from here to begin with.
100%. They moved here. They're all transplants, which is like LA. Like no one is from LA.
It's not as, the way I would describe LA though, just in general, it operates in extremes. So you're either the worst person that I've ever met or the best person that I've ever met. It's so rare that you meet the best person you've ever met, but I found a few of them.
Yeah, that's very, very rare.
Like, I didn't meet any of them, but like...
They're out there.
They're out there, I'm sure. And I just hated every single guy there. And I... You know what's really weird? I was thinking about this earlier.
Okay.
The fact that I had a long, like a serious relationship in Los Angeles and not one in Texas is...
That blows my
insane.
Mind.
In my 20s.
And whose idea was it for you guys to be official?
In LA?
Uh-huh.
His.
That's crazy. Uh-huh. See, so here's my thing. It's like in LA.
But he was a church guy. So that'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That throws a wrench. Mm-hmm. So in LA, everyone comes to LA to like be something else, right? Like to follow your dreams or like better yourself or like whatever it is. Like get out of your small town where you're a big fish and be a little fish for a little bit and like make it, whatever. So it makes people more interesting in the way of like they're working on themselves. They're not just like the norm. Like also they're incredibly attractive. Like, so you have that. But at the same time, like, no one will commit. I always like call LA like purgatory. It's like you get there to either like go to heaven or like go to hell, which is like go back home. And for a lot of people. And so people act like whatever happens, like laterally, doesn't even matter. It's just like, as long as you can get me higher, like I'll hang around you. So people don't like to commit. But I feel like here it's like a lot of like, I grew up here and I do this. And like, it's all very, I went to school and now I'm a financial advisor and now I'm in real estate. If I hear one more person say, I'm in real estate, I'm going to off myself.
I'm in real estate in Dallas. If you're a male below the age of 26, just probably means that you're a trust fund and that's the job that you have, but your money is not coming from that.
No.
You haven't sold a house probably ever.
And then like my favorite thing to do when people try to like do like broad strokes like that is like, right, describe your like day-to-day work. Like, what are you doing? Like, you get in at 8 a.m., punch in. Like, what is like your, what are you doing? And then that's where it gets a little gray. And I'm like, yeah, quit calling. You're a secretary.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing? Anyway, so I feel like people here aren't as like dug in like to who they are, like what they're doing. My sister says this so well. She always says like people are either a pamphlet or a library. And I feel like here I've just met a lot of pamphlets. Where in LA, like I met a lot of libraries where like, I want to know like what's going on in your head and I'm not going to like memorize you after like 3 dates. Like it's going to be wild, you know?
Yeah. But then a lot of them end up being the worst people you've ever met.
Sure.
So they definitely have.
It's a give and a take. Yeah.
You're really like gambling. So it really just depends. But here people just, it's actually kind of, I don't know. It just depends on what you are into. Here, people are a little bit more just traditional, a little bit more normal. Mm-hmm, they're not like trying to like gain Instagram followers, which is like so nice.
Yeah.
But I would say there's so many amazing guys in Texas. Just Dallas proper, there are guys who suck, who are just kind of annoying. But that, I think you got to go like 30 minutes outside of it sometimes.
Yeah, that just feels like long distance.
Which is, it really does. It's tough.
That's
there's
trash.
A lot of like great guys. Like I have great guy friends here, I would just never date them. But that's because we're friends and I've known them forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
which is crazy. That's like if you put a guy in a smooth spot. So I call like guys that you just could never even imagine them being with anyone sexually, like a Ken doll. When you take their pants down, it's just a smooth spot there. Like there's no genitalia at all.
Yeah.
Like once a guy has a smooth spot in your head, it never goes back.
Yeah. Do you know the box theory? Is that what it's called?
What is that?
I'm pretty sure it's box theory. Tinks made it up. But
okay.
Basically, when a guy meets a girl, within the first like 5 minutes, they put you in a box. Either I would fuck you, I would date you, or you're a friend.
I think I've heard this.
And you basically never switch boxes.
Woo.
Which I do think is...
Maybe I'm a guy then, because I feel like that's how I am.
See, I feel like that's how I am too.
I don't think I could ever grow into like loving someone that I like once viewed as a smooth spot.
See, but apparently that's like what I do.
Okay.
But I don't do it. I talk to guys who like beg me to be into them for like a year or two.
Yeah.
Like it's
and then you finally give in.
And then I finally give in and then it goes to shit. But it's like long game. Like it's not just even recent. It's happened multiple times. Even guys that I've dated, it like took a long time to grow on me.
Maybe you just like love someone that like just doesn't give up. Like it's almost like you're testing them.
My mom says that, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Another thing about guys in LA, and I just think this is a trait that I really like in men in general. I like when a guy doesn't have a traditional career path for no other reason other than I think, to me, I view that as a sign of confidence because I think anyone who has taken, you know, the road less traveled, it takes a lot of confidence to do that. So 100%. That is the common theme between a lot of guys that I've dated.
Is the confidence.
It's
even
not,
if it's false confidence.
And by the way, they're not always confident.
Even sometimes she'll show me a photo of someone and I'm like, the confidence that guy has is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I also don't date like the most attractive guys at all. I've said this so many times. I'm not that. If a guy is really hot, I'm like,
I kind of love that about you.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. But also,
it's honestly probably a good intuition because let me tell you something. The hottest guys, they cheat. They usually cheat. And it's like always every time you're like, shock. It shouldn't even be a shock.
I'm just such a, like, we have to have like a specific vibe. There has to be like a specific vibe relationally.
Yeah.
To where I feel really like there's like an emotional connection. Like there's something.
Okay.
And yeah, that's how it happens. It's never based on looks.
Honestly, that's really beautiful. No, I feel the really same not. Way. I feel the same way.
No, but I need to like.
You're making me sound like shit.
I need to switch some things up. Also, if a guy has to beg me to date him, I think that I shouldn't date them.
Yeah.
I think that that's.
I think that's the way a start. To go. Yeah.
Because even they know.
Yeah.
From the start.
Yeah, that it's just not right. Mm-hmm. I think if anyone's begging anyone for anything, I think it's probably not a good mix.
So like, let's remember that next time.
Okay. Write that down in the recipe book.
It'll happen again. Oh, in the recipe book.
We should do recipes for a good relationship.
Yeah,
this is us. This is multifaceted, this book.
Can you imagine we start giving relationship advice?
Yeah, I think don't do what I do. Just do whatever you think's right.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else is my favorite dating story of you?
Okay, what?
The one that you know is my favorite.
About my sister.
Mm-hmm. This is the best. This is literally the best dating story you'll ever hear in your entire life.
Okay, so when I want to say I was like 20, 21. I had never been broken up with before. I was always the one to do the breaking up. So I was just devastated. This guy broke up with me. He did it on the phone. I was out of town. And we did one of those things where I was like, hey, when I get back in town, we're going to talk in person about it. And I'm thinking like, this is perfect. He's going to like change his mind. Like he's made a huge mistake. I have no idea who picked this or why, but we were meeting in a P.F. Chang's parking lot. That is St. Louis, Missouri for you. Mm-hmm. And it was raining. So I drove there, I met him, and he just gets in my car since it was raining. We were probably going to sit outside or do a little walk, you know, classic. And he just decides to get in my car. So he's kind of breaking down to me why he's breaking up with me. And one of the reasons, the main reason actually, was he was saying that my family is crazy. And he was like, you guys are just do everything together. And it's like so much. And like, I just don't understand. So I was homeschooled and I traveled doing music for a while, and all of my siblings do music, and we'd always just travel together. We were just really, really close, right? And he goes,
also, all of your siblings are cool. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
easy to be close.
So like, it's also like,
you
guys
are a weird family.
Right, right. And even like him breaking up, he was like, I do want to let you know, though, I am staying friends with your brother. I'm like, No, he'll never pick you. Like, anyway, so.
God, you guys, whoever y'all date is obsessed with your brother. Always.
Every single guy I've ever dated and every single guy my sister has ever dated, we always wonder, like, are you gay with my little brother?
Yeah.
Like, Josh is just everyone's cup of tea. Everyone loves him. Anyway, so while we're talking and he's saying this, there's this like noise in the back of my car. I was driving an Envoy at the time. So it was like a pretty like big like SUV. And he was like, I wouldn't even be surprised if one of your siblings is in the back of the car right now. And I lost my ever loving mind. And I started saying, go to the back, check, you psycho. Like, that's crazy. Like, I can't even believe you would ever say something like that. Thank God it was raining. Because once he got out of the car, we said our goodbyes, he closes the door. I start bawling and I just hear, Liz, my little sister was in the back of that truck. I was going to kill her. I was like, if I had a presidential pardon in that moment, I would have murdered her. And I was like, I just had one of those moments where I just looked at the ground. I was like, he was right. And I was like, I get it. Like, he should have broken up me. Anyway, my sister, like to this day, like claims like, it was my little brother's idea and his friend, like they, and at the same time, by the way, no one could find my little sister at the house. Like she's only like 12 at the time. So they were like about to call the cops of like my sister's missing. Like there was a lot to this, but yeah, I've never told him that, by the way. I hope he doesn't, imagine he's your biggest subscriber.
No, can you imagine if like, this is how he found out?
I'll still deny it.
That is my favorite story ever. It's yeah. So funny.
Yeah. That's, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Thank God it was raining.
What's the craziest thing you've done on a date?
Pass. Just kidding. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say pass out. I was like.
Mm. Oh, pass out would be crazy. No, I was just saying like skip. Like,
what if you like hate the date so much you just like fake pass out?
I should do that.
That's good.
Okay. I would say probably like the craziest thing I've ever done is like at the end of the date, like when I realized like I didn't really want to see them again or I just didn't think our lives would match up. Actually, this guy owned like a waste management company. And at the time, like, I didn't realize like, that's actually like a nice job. Like, I was like, that's so disgusting. Like, I could never be with someone that does that. And so at the end, I just said, hey, I'm so sorry. I was like, everything I've said tonight has been a lie. And you don't even know me. And he was so confused and dumbfounded. But yeah, I just told him that nothing was real. And then I just left.
And he never reached out?
No, he didn't have my number. So I used to be good about not giving my phone number out. And you should do that. But now, like, now that you can block, it's fine.
That's so crazy that you won't give your phone number out, but you'll give them your address.
Yeah. But now I'm saying I do give my phone number out.
And you give them your address.
And my address. But I feel like it's all, like, Googleable. Is it not?
No, because, okay. No, you're renting, so no.
Yeah. I feel like some way, somehow, if, like, they wanted to, they would.
If he wanted to murder me, he would. Let's talk about that, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
I actually don't agree with the if he wanted to, he would. Because there's a lot of things that I want to do, but I don't. But I do think that the person that you want to be with would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that quality in a guy. It's like, I want someone who would actually do it.
Right.
But I don't necessarily think it means that they don't want to. I think it just is.
No, I think most guys are very insecure, to be real with you. We live in like such a hide behind your phone, hide behind whatever. I was telling Kinsey, like, if I was the governor when we were out yesterday, everyone's on their phone. Like, what I love about Europe is you go in a bar, you go in a pub, it's like a dog park. The second new blood walks in, I was like, figure out if they're cool. Like, has nothing to do with what you look like or what you do for a living. It's like, do you have good banter? Like, let's go. And so I feel like it's more of like a confidence thing for sure. And I think that's why the whole, like, if you wanted to, he would. Like, it's more just, like, you're attracted to a guy that just, like, steps up and is, like, masculine energy.
Totally.
And allows you to be the feminine. Like, that's just, there's nothing like it.
I dated really great guys when I was young. That's why I have hope in men at this point.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, like, there's so many great guys in Texas. Like, there really are. But it's because I'm thinking of the ones that I dated when I was younger. Something happened to me and it's just gotten like worse and worse and worse.
I think it's like worldwide. I don't even think it's just you. I think that like even too, I was telling someone the other day, dating online after COVID, because like that brought like everyone online. I feel like even if they're not interested in actually finding anyone, now it's like everyone got bit by the attention bug. And so it's a lot of like trash you have to wade through. Not that people are trash, but they act trashy. Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's a different world just in general. So I don't think it's just it's just you. I think that also something sick has happened in the world where men are acting like they're the prize. Like they are the princesses. Like we have to like approach them and make the plans and like pay for half the date. Like absolutely not. Like women are still the prize. And if you read the Bible, it says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. It doesn't say she who finds a husband finds a good thing. So
it doesn't say that. And now that we're such Christians again.
Yeah, it's big.
We know all about the Bible.
Yeah.
Therefore, sorry.
Therefore is good. That's biblical.
Therefore, however.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve. I'm like trying to think of other things. I even quoted Esther the other day. Like, I don't even know who I am.
I remember that.
Technically, I didn't quote Esther. I just said the name. You kind of quoted Esther.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're on a date, mm-hmm. do you even pull out your card as if you're going to pay?
You know what? I used to.
Okay.
As like a, oh, like I'm not here for the free dinner kind of thing, which I'm never. Let me tell you something. If a girl is going on a date with you, she's not coming for a free dinner. Besides like maybe like 10 people on the face of the earth, we're going because like we want to see if there's like, you know, something there, right? The least a guy can do. Let's break it down. If you're getting your nails done, if you're getting a spray tan, if you got your hair done, God forbid you got a blowout, really went for it. You got a new outfit. Like the amount of money we've already invested into this small date with you, the least you can do is pay for it. But I realized like the kind of guy that I want to date, like a very masculine male, masculinity is providing for women. And that's not just like paying for your dinner. That's like providing a space for you to feel safe, like emotionally, to just do whatever you need to do. Like, and if they're not like already trying to like take care of you in some way, that's just the smallest way, I'm not interested. And so I don't even get it out. And if they act weird about it, then that's even worse. What about you?
Well, I don't really go on dates with people that I'm not like talking to. So at that point, it's like established that, you know,
yeah.
I also have been in relationships where I paid for everything and I was literally actually robbed.
I've been in one, but I have never been robbed, but no, I've been in the same thing.
Yeah. I was robbed
at
one point.
Remind me to tell you about, yes. Okay.
Yeah. So I dated someone who basically lived off me. Yeah. And by basically, classic. They did live off me.
Yeah, yeah.
And
100%
they also
mooching off of
me. Yes, 150%. And they also stole money from me.
That's crazy.
So because of that,
yeah.
And also I started working young. And yeah. I was like making more money young. So I always excused it of like, well, I'm so young.
Just because
like,
I've already hit my.
Yeah. I'm like, it doesn't mean that other people should. I gave too much grace. I made myself so small to where they could feel comfortable.
Yes. Yes.
So I paid for everything. And now I'm realizing, and I think my issue is like hyper independence. Mm-hmm. And so.
Yep. Being, you're like my sister.
Being able to like take care of myself and take care of everything like is something that it has almost been like a crutch for me.
Yes.
So. Now with guys, I'm like, I actually do want someone who wants to. But again, it's like, I want like a traditional, like Southern Texas man. Like, yep. I want someone who is
who
like.
Makes you feel feminine. That's literally what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. It makes me feel safe and comfortable and whatever. So like, yeah, they're paying. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I agree. Dude, I dated this guy for 2 years. He was a personal trainer. I literally paid for everything because he was leaving the gym he was at and starting his own business. Okay. 2 years, like even we'd go to coffee, $10.
What gym was this?
24 Hour Fitness where he was at the time. 24 Hour Fitness. Anyway, so we were breaking up, okay? And during our breakup conversation, he tells me, while we've been dating, I saved $10,000 and I'm moving to X City. I said, while we've been dating, I've spent $10,000 on you. Give me that money, you ass. Like, I was like, are you freaking kidding? He acted like he couldn't even pay for a coffee. And at the time I was like, so just like in love with him. They're like, it's fine. Like, I'm just going to give right now. And then later it's going to like, whatever. And I'm like, absolutely not.
No, never.
Because
again.
Here's what I've found. If a guy can sit back and like take, they will. So I think that's also too, is like, I'm just like going to set the table straight when we first meet. I'm not paying for dinner. If you're inviting me on a date and you're asking for my time and you want to be a man and let me be a woman, it's on you.
Yeah. Sorry.
And I know a lot of people will fight about that, but
I'm also paying
don't.
For my time.
Also, yeah. like open my door. Also, like pull my seat out. Like, I guess I'm old fashioned in that way. Like, I know obviously I'm a woman. I can do all those things, but I like the idea of like a man doing that for me. Mm-hmm. It's like a way to provide. It's literally just providing. So
I just think it says a lot about someone and their almost like values and yes. how they live their life at the very beginning. I'm yes. not saying forever. Like then I'm right. not going to care about like
once we're dating, of course I'm going to yes. like put in like
it's like different. I don't care about
so
that.
So different.
But at the beginning, yeah, no. And also, I just think people are so weird with money.
They're so weird with money.
And they tie that to certain things. So I just feel like a guy from the very beginning was like, no, I got this. I mean, it's just the guy for me. It's just yeah. the kind of guy for me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Even, God, I'm so glad you brought that up. The number one ick for me is when a guy brings up money. Mm-hmm. Like, just in general, like, I was raised, like, just don't talk about money. And then also, like, when people talk about money, like, it's normally, like, something that they don't have or they're, like, insecure about it or I don't know. And so the fact that, like, if someone ever, like, brought that up to me, like, you're not going to like pay for half or like something like that. I think I would pass out. That would be the time I would pass out.
When they bring up money, what do they say?
They'll say something like, oh, I've been used before. Like, oh another free or, oh my God. The worst is when you get the bill. And then there's been guys that are like, oh, you're an expensive date. And it's like, you picked this place. Like, what do you want me to get? A water and like a crouton? Like, I just got.
that is gross to me.
Yeah. It's like, there's been so many times that you're just like, wow, does this ever work for you? Yeah. But oh my God, this was actually pretty recently. This was at La La Land. We went to go get like breakfast. This was guy. I like went on a couple dates with this guy. And this is how I knew it was like a little over. We were in line to get breakfast and he very loudly in a very busy like Saturday morning at La La Land. If you live in Dallas, like, that place is popping. I was like, $8 for avocado toast. I was like, I will pay for it.
First of all, that's cheap, Rob.
Keep your mouth down. Like, I will just like, that's like, honestly too, like if I'm going out to dinner with someone and it's one of those dinners where they're getting everything on the menu and you know, like you're just going to have to like cover your part. Like everyone's putting their card in at the end. If it's $6,000, I won't say a word. I will literally just put my card down and I will figure out how to pay that off later. Mm-hmm. Like, I would rather die yep. than ever be like
itemized,
like die. Or even just like say anything about yeah. it. Like, it's so crazy to me. Or when people like are weird about like Venmoing, I see all the time on my Venmo, like people I know that are like dating, just paying each other for things.
I think that all yeah. the time. Like when
at
I
least hide it.
Yeah, like something about like couples.
Give
like
me
something
a private.
But here's the thing. Like, I just feel like Venmoing is different. Like even when you get to like a certain place as friends, you stop Venmoing because you know
it's
that
like,
it's
I
just,
got the next one.
It's going to even out.
It always evens out.
Something about Venmoing a boyfriend like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah. some I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
and this is coming
weird.
Also, too, like from two girls who like we have our shit together. Like we're doing our jobs. Like we can afford everything for ourselves. Like we don't yeah. need a guy to pay for anything. But the idea of like a man thinking like that we're going to pay half on the first day is just crazy. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Not the man for me.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. I agree.
So we are going on dates tonight.
Yes.
And, you know.
Stay tuned.
First, we're going to a Mavs game. And yes. then we're going on a double date. Let's set our
basketball
intentions.
Season.
I haven't yes. even thought about this guy
Which,
at all. What do you
speaking
think he's like?
Oh, the guy that I'm going on a date with or you?
Both.
Okay. Wait, first, let me back up. Speaking of intentions, I'm like, use Liz 20 for codes for intentions. But this jacket you see here. It's giving like Dolly Parton goes on a motorcycle kind of vibe for me.
It's actually, you know, she just released a rock album. It's perfect for that.
Oh my
Her
God.
Her first rock album.
This is actually an ad. But we were driving by this little vintage store and I was like, Kenzie, I really want to go in here. And she's like, oh, it's always packed at this time. But she's like, if there's a spot, we'll go in. There happens to be a spot right in front of the door.
Front and center.
We pull in. I said, here's my intention. I'm going to get a vintage oversized bomber leather jacket. We walk in. Guess what I found? So, set your intentions, ladies, mm-hmm. for whatever and everything. Okay, so intentions for tonight. Oh, what are the guys going to be like?
It's honestly the least of my worries.
Okay, what's like your... I can't wait to see how you are on a date. Do you get quiet? Are you very talkative? Like, what are you like? Are you going to be nervous?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be nervous at all. It just depends. I feel like...
If you don't
normally
like him,
really
are you going to be weird? If instantly
no,
you're like...
Ooh. If I don't like it, then it's like...
Easier.
Easier.
Yeah, that's
matter.
How I feel too. Only time I've ever, wow, my hair is very
The
nice.
Only reason I don't know how I'll be tonight is because it's a double date. Like with myself, okay. I normally like, that's why I love when I have friends who also have big personalities because yeah. I'm so used to having to be the one to like carry the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So like when I have friends who are also really talkative,
yeah.
it makes me chill out. I'm like, oh, finally I'm off for tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be very different because it's a double date. So I don't know how that's going to go.
I think it'll be fine. I think we're going to do great. I think, and also at the end of the day, chances are like the guy, these guys aren't going to be nothing to us,
yeah.
but it's going to be a lesson and an opportunity. And like, even too, we were just talking about this yesterday when we were out with some more friends. Like if a guy comes up to you in a bar, first of all, don't be an ass ever. You never know when that person is like on the edge of like doing anything either to themselves or to other women. So
yeah,
you just like always be nice. Number one. But number two, like accept that energy of like guys coming up to you so that you get more of that. Like if you're unapproachable, if your energy is bad, like you just get more of that. So,
well, and also like when we're out, like we're just doing everything for the plot. We're doing everything for fun, to have stories,
living
to have a
in
good
the
night,
moment,
living in the moment. The guys that we're talking to at the bar, I think this is where everyone goes wrong. The guys will approach you, or you're talking to someone, you're like, oh, like I don't like them, whatever, because you are expecting them to be at like 10s.
Right.
But that's not what it is. You need to just hang out and have fun and like just relax and chill.
Just connect with people, have interactions.
You
never know. Like it could even be like a cool like business opportunity later. Mm-hmm. Maybe you guys work in the same field. Like
maybe you meet someone of, like, through them.
Like, I've literally watched some of my girlfriends, like a guy will come up and like, it takes so much effort and confidence for a guy to come up to a girl. Like I totally,
especially like, feel, now.
Yeah. And it's like, I've seen girls go, ew. Like, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, that is so crazy. Like at least talk to him, like say hi. Like if you want to like get out of it, you can, but like, I don't know, just like be a genuine, like good person and be kind to people. And then what's crazy is when you like give a little, like you get a lot, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I see it happen so much. And I'm like, if I could just, you know,
I just think being kind anyways, like gets you so far in life. And I don't think it's funny to just like be bitchy to random people.
No, it's not cool. All. It's not funny. It's like bullying people, making people feel bad. Like never a cool thing. And you never feel good about it later. Like, why are you doing that?
No. And then what? You're going to go sit in the corner at the bar and not talk to anyone.
And then no one's going to come up to you.
No one's going to come up to you. You're not approachable.
It, right.
Like, why? Just have fun. Like, you don't need to. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, I fully agree.
Oh, my God. Wait, we should actually end this off on yesterday. We're at Monkey Bar, if y'all are in Dallas. This guy comes up the stairs and this is like, oh, my God, wait, I think I was texting him.
Yeah. So I was texting this guy like at the same time I was texting. You know how it is like when you're online dating, you're talking to like, anyway, long story short, this guy walks up the stairs and I was like, dude, I think I've matched with that guy before. And I kind of matched with him at another time that I was like talking to this other guy and then that got exclusive. So I kind of just left him on the edge. And so I just texted him like little eyes. And then he just like, I guess, knew that I was there. And so we had a little speed date.
I was there.
Sweet guy. Sweet, sweet guy. Probably not my type long term, but yeah, it's just so fun. It's like, it was just like a fun little opportunity. Like I knew instantly like he wasn't going to be my person, but it's like, I still want to talk to him. Like I still, oh no.
It was fun. It was nice.
And then I was asking like how like dating in Dallas was going. And then he said, after I stopped talking to him, he's taking a break. So we texted two nights. Let me start by saying that. Like,
I think
we did a couple voice memos, which if I can give anyone advice.
This is going to be so controversial.
This is very controversial. But I can give anyone advice for online dating. You are a NPC, a non-playing character, a bot, if you will, to these people online until they match a personality. So like if you can get on the phone or if you can send voice notes or if you can do anything like that, like because I've heard so many people being like, oh, he ghosted me. I'm like, did you ever like get past the app? Like, mm-hmm. Like
that's not ghosting.
Because to me, to me, it's like you're not even a character, like a real life like star until your personality is like tied. So anyway, voice notes. Phone calls, FaceTimes, just get crazy.
Like the first message she sends is like her number, call me.
Yeah, I do that.
And they do.
Or I say something crazy. Yeah.
Give like three crazy messages to send on a dating app.
One of my favorites right now is I just like to start with, hey, rat.
With the rat emoji too.
I don't know why. It's just so funny. And it's like, it's more so like, I just want to see what their reaction is going to be to see if they're offended, if they're like playing along with it. With Bumble, because I hate writing first because I want them to like pursue me. I just usually start out with like testing this thing on with a little microphone. I used to say, you don't look like the worst. And then I was like, I stopped doing that. I also used to say,
great.
I used to also say like, bring that ass here, boy. And then I realized that is like very sexual. And I didn't even know that was like what the vibe I was giving. Mm-hmm. But everyone responded to that.
Oh, it's crazy. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. I always like to draw something in, give him a quick nickname. And usually it's like not a sweet nickname because it's like, it has to be funny.
Yeah. And it's nice because I think the weirder or more niche you are, you're weeding out the wrong ones.
Yes. And to be honest, guys are like not used to like big personalities. Like just totally. From what I've learned. Like they're always like so shocked.
Well, especially like, in dating, because even if a girl has a big personality, like doesn't mean she knows in dating. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah. So just go 0 to 100. What have you got to lose?
And that's you like, get good responses because they're so caught off guard.
Yeah. 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 I agree.
I just want you to log into my Hinge and you run it.
Oh, I will.
Like I don't want
to.
I
would like to manage that for you.
Yeah, I would. I hate like having to message them back.
And I'll just be like, hey, like here's your dates. Mm-hmm. I'll give you flashcards. This is what you've been talking about with them.
Well, literally. Our intention for the night.
Honestly, I think just, you know, just getting back out there. I'm excited to have this little dynamic with you. I really don't have an intention for this guy because I don't really know how
to
feel.
I feel like it's just going to be. We just need to make sure it's not just us talking to each other.
I know. And we did do that last night too.
That does happen a lot. Yeah.
And then it was like just us dating versus them. Yeah. Being there. But we're going to work on that tonight. That's our mm-hmm. intention. Stay good. Open to the guys.
Yes. Remember that they are here.
Yes. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
And that the Mavs win.
By the end of the night, we have another double date planned.
Yes. With these two same people?
No, another one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll
okay.
start replying to some
hints. While we're on the date, we're going to be scheduling another date with other men.
Totally. Totally. Okay, no, I'm perfect. So serious.
Okay.
So we're going to be filming Get Ready With Me on TikTok, and we might even vlog the dates if you guys are interested at Kenzie the Texan, at Liz Golden. Thanks so much for listening. I will have all of our links below. I think that's it, unless you have anything else.
Make sure you grab this if you're public speaking because it worked perfectly.
If you're public speaking, if you're doing quite literally anything, the recipe journal is actually very multifaceted. Maybe you don't realize that.
Yeah.
It can do it all.
So. It's a great Christmas gift too.
It really is. Shopfriendofmine.com. Okay. Well, thanks so much. Love y'all. Bye. Thank y'all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kenzie Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kenzie the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.